The opinions and commentary expressed on the program you're about to hear do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or its advertisers, but it may weigh heavily on what's between your ears. It's the Krieger Files with Dave Krieger, brought to you by a network of radio stations who care about the communities they serve. Alexa, turn on the Krieger Files.
Okay, we're back on this Thursday. Hope you had a great holiday yesterday. Yes, being politically correct. Yes, Merry Christmas. Did you all enjoy it? Did you have a good time? Was it quiet? Was it uneventful? I hope so. Hope you had peace in the household. Didn't get into arguments over the dinner table. Yeah, I know. Family getting together and all that other good stuff. Well, today, let's look at Thursday. What is Thursday the day after Christmas? It's when the lines in the store get long because, A, people are taking advantage of the after Christmas sales. They didn't spend their money before Christmas because they knew after Christmas the deals would be there. So let's make a deal. That's right. That's one of the reasons why they're doing it. Secondly, it's to take back all the stuff rather than re-gift it to somebody else. They want to take back all that stuff. Oh, did you get me a gift receipt? You know, so I can take it back. So there are going to be long lines at the department stores that are open, because they all are, because they want your business. Merchants of the Earth do. Yeah. It's all the mom-and-pop businesses that closed during COVID aren't there, but all the major corporate stores are. Did you notice that? We seem to have a problem because everybody loves to trust their government and everything the government says. You know, it's like E.F. Hutton. What E.F. Hutton talks, you know, and then you see all the people there with their ears, you know, glued to the whatever. Yeah. Well, Rand Paul has beaten Doge to the punch. Doge. Remember we said that? Doge. Come here, Doge. Yeah. Doge, you know, the Department of Governmental Efficiency, you know, Vivek and Elon are going to head up this government waste program. Well, Rand Paul came out with Festivus again. You can call it Festivus, you can call it Festivus, you can call it Festivus, you can call, you know, put the accent on whichever part of that you want. And of course, we have a national debt beyond $36 trillion. And what did Rand Paul discover? He discovered $1 trillion. You might have heard about this if you were paying attention to the news yesterday. $1 trillion of government waste. Are you surprised? No, I'm serious. It's crazy. You know, $1.008+ billion in government waste. Like ice skating drag queens, $12 million Las Vegas pickleball complex, $4,840,082 on Ukrainian influencers, and politicians keep demanding more. Ghost towns on the government's dime. The federal government spent $10 billion on maintaining, leasing, and furnishing almost entirely empty buildings. A Florida man stole $8 million in COVID-19 relief funds to buy an island and more. Huh. What do you think they ought to do to him? I think they're prosecuting him, believe it or not. The Department of State wasted $330,000 to fund censorship of non-liberal and conservative media. The Department of Health and Human Services awarded a $2 million grant to study kids looking at Facebook ads about food. The Department of State spent $108,272 on a non-functioning hotel. Congress spent $15 million to turn the IRS into an unconstitutional force to prepare, file, and audit your hard-earned money. And the HHS spent nearly $500,000 on a depressing study of lonely, starved rats. $419,470, to be exact. to determine if lonely rats seek cocaine more than happy rats. Oh, you dirty rat. Yeah. Hold on to your steering wheels. The Department of Energy spent $15.5 billion to push Americans toward electric vehicles they don't want. $15 billion. $15.5 billion. Influencer, Department of State. Yeah. Talked about that. Circa du Taxpayer, the National Endowment for the Arts, spent $365,000 to promote circuses in city parks. Yep. Girls just want to have funds. That's F-U-N-D-S, by the way, not the Cyndi Lauper song.
Are you saying Cyndi Lauper?
Yeah. The Department of State spent $3 million for girl-centered climate action in Brazil. Seriously. The Department of State also paid the Royal Film Commission $873,584 for movies in Jordan. The Department of State spent $345,434 on football engagement to counter terrorism. Oh, yeah. Really, do you feel like blowing something up? Hey, here's tickets to an NFL game. Yeah, the U.S. Department of the Treasury granted a failed trucking company a $700 million pandemic-era loan. The National Science Foundation spent $288,563 to ensure birdwatching groups have safe spaces, a.k.a. affinity groups. Americans are paying $892 billion in fiscal year 2024 on the interest on Uncle Sam's credit card. Did you get that? The Department of State spent $500 million to expand the U.S. economy, or rather the U.S. Embassy, in Ethiopia's social media campaign to larger national public relations campaign. Oh, it's PR in Ethiopia. Yeah, what are they saying? Don't turn sideways, we can't see you. Yes, bibbidi-bobbidi-boo, there goes your tax dollars too. Isn't that amazing how Rand Paul comes up with this stuff? Federal government spent $7,026,689 on various magical projects. Magical? Aloha Mora. Magical projects. Okay. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Who needs border security? The Department of State spent $2.1 million for Paraguayan border security. Not ours. No, for Paraguay. Paraguay. Yeah. Since 2015, the National Endowment for the Arts has awarded $385,000 for art displays on the High Line. The Department of Agriculture is spending $20 million on the Fertilize Right initiative to advance fertilizer use in Pakistan, Vietnam, Colombia, and Brazil. $20 million. What could you do with that kind of money? Fauci-funded feline COVID experiments. So we can't forget him. $2.24 million on COVID experiments, on cats. And, of course, the Department of State spend about $123,066 to teach Kyrgyzstan youth how to go viral. $123,000. You talk about wasteful spending. Spinning kittens for science and motion sickness. Believe it or not, National Institutes of Health decided to, what do? Put the cats in a dryer? Spent $1,513,299 on a study of waste and cruelty. Spinning kittens for motion sickness. Catstipated. Yeah, the Department of Defense spent $10,851,000 on Orwellian cat experiments. Wow. Yep, the Department of the Interior spent $720,479 on wetland conservation projects for ducks in Mexico. The Agency for International Development, you know, USAID, that we wish we could get rid of, spending $20 million on Alan Simpson, a new Sesame Street show in Iraq. Really? $20 million on a new Sesame Street show in Iraq. The Department of State spent over $250,000 to Bosnia to fight misinformation. The U.S. Navy is set to waste almost $90 billion on ineffective Navy vessels. Dragging tax dollars onto thin ice, the National Endowment for the Arts Ah, yeah, we can't forget the Bearded Ladies Cabaret. They got a $10,000 grant to support a cabaret show on ice skates focused on climate change. And the Department of State allocated $32,596.12 for breakdancing. Oh, my. And you wonder, I mean, Rand Paul, Rand, I'll tell you what, you did beat the Doge group way ahead of time. When we come back from the break here in the Krieger Files, we're going to talk about why Florida is the number one fraud state in the United States of America and what California is going to do to fight. Ho, 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 man. Got to love that little Christmas cheer there for you. Be right back. Stay with us.
Bypass the mainstream narrative with Liberty News Radio at libertynewsradio.com. Engage with charismatic hosts live or on demand. We cover the crucial news focused on God, family, and country. News that other networks simply refuse to use. Think of LNR's hard-hitting news and podcasts at your fingertips anytime, anywhere. Join us at libertynewsradio.com. Empower your day with the truth, because the truth will set you free. libertynewsradio.com.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits, recognizing the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
From the ranks of the disenfranchised, it's the government's worst nightmare. It's the Krieger Files.
Back in the saddle again here on this Thursday after Christmas when everybody's out taking stuff back that they didn't want or didn't like, or I got it in the wrong size. Yeah, those ugly Christmas sweaters. Did anybody get one of those? Yeah, you gotta love that, right? Well, if you, there's one thing I forgot to mention here. Do you remember hearing about the mistake that the USS Gettysburg made targeting two U.S. Navy FA-18 Hornets on December 21st off the coast of Yemen, forcing the crew of one to eject into the Red Sea? Did you hear about that? Well, guess what? They were using a newly upgraded $600 million anti-aircraft system for the first time in live action when they did that. Just thought you ought to know. Oh, my goodness. You see, they can't even get it right when they've been given all this money. That's one of the reasons I'm glad the Doge crew or Doge crew is out there, Department of Governmental Efficiency. So, yeah, you got to love it. You got to have to call your congressman because, see, this is the thing. They bury this garbage in all these bills. And people, you know, don't get it. They don't understand. But this is the thing about the Festivus report. This is based on what Rand Paul calls, this is where we draw the line here. Listen up. He calls it the national debt. I call it the federal debt. Why? Because the U.S. government, Inc., is the culprit behind the wasted money. This is money that is basically wasted by the United States government incorporated, not we the people. I mean, if they're going to waste money like that, you know, perhaps we should dress Congress up like drag queens and put them in ice skates and let them go skate around the pond while people take pot shots at them. Sounds like fun. Didn't say with what. How about eggs, tomatoes, anything? No. Didn't say guns. I will talk about what the armed homeowner did when he yelled freeze. We'll talk about that in a minute. I want to get to this thing with Florida. Why would you even want to publicize that Florida has taken the top spot as the state with the highest rate of fraud for 2024? This according to a recent report based on Federal Trade Commission data. FTC, this is another federal bureaucracy out there that gets to do what they want at taxpayer expense, right? 1,020 fraud reports per 100,000 residents were filed in the first half of the year with the FTC. So the Sunshine State has been identified as a hotspot for various types of scams. We'll tell you what they are. Compiled by the Investor Law Center, 78,308 fraud cases were reported statewide, the total losses amounting to $435.2 million. This is where people get ripped off. Imposter scams, most frequently reported type of fraud, 23,678 cases. Healthcare fraud, why am I not surprised? 3,828 cases. 179.4 per million residents, making it the highest rate in the country. The state ranks second in internet services fraud with 4,186,000 cases. 4,186,000 cases, just behind California. But still, the stats put Florida in the top spot. Why are they a hub for fraud? Well, large retiree population, because everybody wants to move there. Huh?
Shaking eye crazy.
Good night, George.
Yeah. Yeah. We got a large retirement population there. That's one of the reasons why. You know, they can get away with calling people up and going, yes, we're from the IRS and you need to get $3,000 out of your bank account and show up at the mall. Oh, that has happened. We actually were privy to that situation. I had to get on the phone and tell the guy, look, the IRS does not call you and demand you go to the ATM and take out $3,000 and show up at a mall to pay them. Otherwise, they'll call the sheriff. That is not how they work. Yet people buy into this garbage. I would like to use the word that substituted for caca, but can't say that on the radio. It is. It's just nonsense. I mean, they play on the ignorance or, I don't know, maybe as they get older, fear-mongering works with them. I don't know. Is it because we have more stupid people in Florida? I mean, you didn't get rich by being dumb. I mean, we got high levels of financial activity. That's part of the rise in investment fraud cases. And then when you get people out there like Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen telling you to invest in FTX, everybody goes out and buys into that garbage. And then Sam Bankman fraud rips everybody off. You know, we seem to have a growing reliance on digital services. Oh, scammers really love that. I mean, that's the way to get to you. You just go online and you shop online. Oh, yeah, the scammers, I mean, they'll just tap into your stuff and get your IP address and start sending you bogus stuff to buy. And when you get in there, all of a sudden, hey, who's to say these YouTube commercials you watch? Oh, yes, we've got a heater that'll heat your house in 90 seconds. Look, if you didn't go looking for that, and maybe that's one of the reasons why those things show up, because YouTube helps send all that information to scammers who look like legitimate businesses, and, you know, they're like, hey, let's market to these people here because they looked into some, they want a portable heater for someplace. So they were shopping for heat pumps or they were shopping for, mini splits or, you know, let's target them. And so, you know, are these legitimate just because they appear on YouTube? We don't know that. Look, if you didn't go looking for it and if you didn't ask for it, then why would you buy online and become a victim of a scam? Well, apparently a lot of people in Florida did. You know, we need to be a little bit more vigilant down there. Public awareness campaigns, tougher regulatory enforcement. Yeah, right. Like that solves the problem. Well, Florida's the number one state in fraud. Apparently, tougher regulatory enforcement isn't working. And better education on spotting scams. Yes, I need for somebody to bring me $3,000 in a paper bag to meet me in the parking lot. And you give me the $3,000 and I'll turn it into six. Yeah, meet me here tomorrow. I'll have another $3,000 for you. People buy into that. You will never see those people again. But seriously, everybody out there, boy, they like to play on you. I really think this is one of the reasons they try to find people that are a little tilted. You know what I mean? In the brain. Speaking of tilted in the brain, now we have all of these people. The headline in Blaze Media, outrage erupts after sitting member of Congress found in dementia living care home after being missing for months. Now, as we told you before Christmas, Republican Representative Kay Granger of Texas was first elected to the U.S. House in 97 and announced in late 2023 she was not seeking re-election. She stepped down abruptly from the powerful House Appropriations Committee in a last cast of vote in July of last year. Ha! She was going downhill then. An investigative reporter with the Dallas Express was unable to find the 81-year-old's whereabouts until he got a tip that the congresswoman had been admitted to a local memory care facility in Fort Worth after she was allegedly found wandering and lost. And we're paying for this? So now everybody's screaming, we need term limits. Yeah, we need to reopen the Constitution and put term limits. Yeah, we need to stop congresspeople from using their inside information to do trading and making themselves billionaires when they get there. I mean, that's a real incentive for running for Congress, isn't it? So then they go to Granger's son. Kay Granger's son, you know, Dallas Morning News, he confirmed to them his mother was living at the Tradition Clear Fork Center. Now you know where to send your Christmas cards, folks. She was in the independent living wing and not the memory care wing. However, he admitted that she had been having some dementia issues late last year. No. Wow. And her office covered it up. Her office released a statement denying she was in memory care and released a statement from the congresswoman. As many of my family, friends, and colleagues have known, I've been navigating some unforeseen health challenges over the past year. Health challenges have progressed, making frequent travel to Washington both difficult and unpredictable since September. Wow. And we let him get away with it, right? Oh, well, I mean, you let Biden stay in office all this time, and he's off his rocker. Huh. He's a classic nutball, promoting war, allowing illegals to come into the country. This is why we have a fight in our hands. And Gavin Newsom, I don't know what is going on with the devil with the horned hair. I mean, literally, with as much grease as he uses, he can make devil horns in his head. Gavin Newsom's team is reportedly crafting plans to help illegals and whatnot avoid deportation when Trump takes office. Quick, you guys, hide in the cotton field. Hide in the bean field. Hide in the lettuce patch. Yeah. Internal memo circulating inside his administration is calling for the creation of an immigrant support network comprised of regional hubs to connect at-risk individuals, their families, and communities with community systems to help them continue to break the law. They're expected to announce the plan mid-January, and all of you California taxpayers out there are funding it. Because California Democrats are committed to disrupting the incoming administration's law enforcement efforts. Homan. Yep, Tom Homan. There's Santa Claus. Yep, Tom Homan. I got to get him back on the show. But you know what? It's so damn difficult to get a hold of these newsmakers once Trump nominates them. It's often like they're incognito. They can't be reached. Incommunicado, I think is the word. I'm like, geez, man. I mean, you want to talk to these people head on. And ask him what's going on. We're going to talk about what Homan plans to do to fight the super sanctuary county of San Diego when we come back from the news break, because I guarantee you, you won't hear it on the news break. See you on the other side.
Taking back America, one consumer at a time. It's the Krieger Files.
Okay, we're back talking about this little Christmas present that President Trump has for all you illegal immigrants out there, you rapists, child abusers, robbers, gang members. It's Homan, Tom Homan, that's right. Hey, tis the season, you know? Got to bring a little levity to the show here this morning. Incoming border czar Tom Homan sees this policy that San Diego officials have voted to do. They want to protect law, these law-breaking people, these illegal immigrant rapists, child abusers, robbers, and gang members by prohibiting law enforcement from notifying ICE agents of their presence in their county. Apparently, I don't know, you know. I mean, what are we back to this old stereotype about everybody ought to own one? But what do you think they do? They really exploit these illegal immigrants, right? I guess it's okay, you know, for the liberals to do that. I mean, how many of the kids are missing still? See, this is another thing Trump wants to do is find 300,000 missing kids. See, Tom Holman sees the policy that San Diego officials voted to put into place as the asinine public safety threat it is. Rather than arresting illegal alien criminal in the safety and security of a county jail where we know he doesn't have weapons, they're forcing ICE officers into the streets, into the neighborhoods to find these people. It's ridiculous. And, of course, the pro-rapist policy that Trump's border czar is implementing, we're going to have more agents in San Diego because rather than one guy arresting a guy in a jail, we have to send a whole team to safely arrest a guy so they can expect a lot more agents in that jurisdiction. I told you this would happen if you acted up like that. Now we're going to be profiling. They may not know where everybody is. I'm telling you that. It's going to take them a while to do it. It's going to cost Americans a bunch of money. Actually, the American government. But, of course, they're the U.S. government. You know, we like to think of them as the American government, and I'm not anti-government. I've said that before on the show. Governments are necessary to do the will of we the people and not the other way around. We do not work for them. They work for us. Well, you'd think. And then when the Festivus report comes out, then what are we supposed to think? $1 trillion? You know how many people, how many veterans could have been taken off the streets with $1 trillion? There wouldn't be a homeless vet in America with $1 trillion. We could literally upright the country with $1 trillion. Plus you get the dog guys out there, get Elon and Vivek in there. That $1 trillion could have been put to good use, helping we the people, not everybody outside the country. $10,000 for ice skating drag queens. Seriously. This is the crap that our satanic government is doing right now. So you have to understand that this policy San Diego County has, the super sanctuary county has put into place, puts American citizens and law enforcement officials in needless danger while threatening the integrity of the country's laws. Anybody who supports it should be voted out of office. Don't you think? Wow. How's that work? And of course, Biden now, in his infinite wisdom, which he has very little of, signed a law, this bill, you know, bill's got to be passed. It's designed to prevent members of Congress convicted of felonies related to public corruption from collecting taxpayer-funded pensions. Really? Taxpayer-funded pensions. Think about that for a minute. Is it we the people that are funding these, or is it the United States government going out in its incorporated status and borrowing money to pay these pensions and then blaming it all on the taxpayers? Oh, yes, we dutifully keep just writing our, you know, checks to the U.S. Treasury. For what? Are we being scammed, too, by our own government? I don't know. There's a lot of people that think so, and when you let the cat out of the bag and start playing by those rules, you end up in jail. They give you anywhere from a year and a day to 3 years, and now all of a sudden you're a convicted felon, you can't own a firearm, you can't vote, you can't do it. Gee, what an interesting way to make somebody a political prisoner. And just convince them, you know, that, hey, the government's been ripping you off for centuries, what's the difference? All right, maybe not centuries, maybe decades. All right, would that be a fair statement? The White House announced, I love it when they put these, this is Epic Times now. The White House announced, I didn't know White Houses could talk. Did you? They announced, the White House, it announced on December 24th, the day before Christmas, Biden had signed Senate Bill 932, known as the No Congressionally Obligated Recurring Revenue Used as Pensions to Incarcerated Individuals or Officials, now the No Corruption Act. So they had to give it an acronym, corruption. The No Congressionally Obligated Recurring Revenue Used as Pensions to Incarcerated Officials Now. We pay these people to sit around and think up crap like that. Unbelievable. And you wonder, you know, I mean, Elon and Vivek, are you listening? This is one area you are going to have to work at, because we have a lot of people out there that like to be all hopey changey still, that need to be eliminated, and we need to go after their stuff. And President Trump, I got news for you when you get elected. If Congress starts to screw us over again, you need to veto every single damn bill that they put on your desk that has anything to do with garbage that goes against the Constitution of the United States. That is how you're going to change things. Veto, 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 veto. Let them all figure out what they did wrong and take it back to the drawing board and take the pork out of this. Oink, oink. Huh. The bill closes a loophole in federal pension laws that allowed lawmakers convicted of certain crimes to continue of collecting pensions while appealing their convictions. Gee, what about all the fraudulent check writers that we had in Congress? Huh. I don't see them not getting pensions. They're getting pensions, all right. The bill amends the law so former members of Congress lose their pensions immediately after being convicted of certain felonies related to their official duties. Oh, there's a catch. Related to their official duties, regardless of how long their appeals process takes. If convictions later overturned, of course, the affected individuals will be entitled to retroactive pension payments for the period during which their pensions were withheld. Oh, my. And who put this out there? Jackie Rosen, Democrat, Nevada. Rick Scott, Republican, Florida. Rhino. Oh, the bill enjoyed bipartisan support. Broad bipartisan support. Really. You see how you're getting screwed again? We the people getting screwed again, because they're going to come at us and say, oh, this is the national debt. This is a national, it's not federal, it's national debt. See, they're trying to brainwash people into believing that this is what, you know, we're responsible for the behavior of our Congress. Yeah, the only thing we're responsible for is leadership by example. And see, if the U.S. government can get into debt and file Chapter 11, which they're in, they've been in it. The U.S. government is not only financially bankrupt, it's morally bankrupt. That's just this government. It's not government in general, it's this government. This government. See, you got 535 people out there that are all self-serving, pathological liars. I know. Yeah, Tom Massey and Rand Paul are going to take issue with that. I know. Ron's going to be cussing me from his, you know, his column. But see, the thing is once they get into D.C., folks, you know the system corrupts them all or keeps them from doing the right thing. See, this is the Rand Paul Festivus Report. This is the Thomas Massey, hey, I'm not going to go along with this garbage. And, you know, the conspiracy theorists, of course, are having a field day with why his wife died. Oh, it was They killed her. They're trying to send a message to Massey to, you better toe the line. I mean, most of our Congress is bribed by lobbyists who set up little charities and funds and whatnot. It all filters back to them. This is how they get elected, keep getting elected, because they're doing what the deep state wants them to do. So yes, Trump is going to have his hands full. Seriously. And I mean, with all the people that he has put in place right now that have left-wing connections, aren't you just a teeny tiny bit worried that things are going to go a little awry? Oh, my. Well, you know, we have this little thing in Florida called the Stand Your Ground Law. And an armed Florida homeowner yelled freeze at an intruder in his residence last week. Police said the suspect kept moving toward him. With that, the homeowner opened fire, got his gun, and boom, shot the guy, said, you come near me, I'm going to shoot you again. Because apparently the first one just, you know, knocked him over, but it didn't kill him. Lake Wales victim told police he woke up in his home in the 700 block of South Scenic Highway to the sound of his dog barking. Thank God for the dog. Just after 11:30 at night. Amazing how that works. Lake Wales, by the way, if you don't know, is about 90 minutes east of Tampa. And the guy actually, oh yeah, the guy had the book bag on. Did you know the guy was just, this guy's name is Cameron McGuire. He was transported to a local hospital after being booked into the Polk County Jail, but the guy had a record. And they let him out, and this is what he goes and does. You see, so much for recidivism, huh? Be right back.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits, recognizing that the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Molesting your earballs one more time. It's the Krieger Files with your host, Dave Krieger.
And back for the last 12 minutes of this cast for this day after Christmas, this Thursday, December 26th, when everybody's taking stuff back to the stores and checking out all those deals they want to get. More ways to spend money and go into debt. Hey, leadership by example, that's our government for you. One of the things you didn't hear in any of our news breaks is the fact that on Monday, December 23rd, the demented president signed 50 bills into law. You want to know what they were? I'll go through them without mentioning names, but you know Congress is behind the whole damn thing. Both Congress and the Senate, all right? The Native American Child Protection Act. The Everett Alvarez Jr. Congressional Gold Medal Act of 2023. H.R. 1607, which clarifies jurisdiction with respect to certain Bureau of Reclamation pumped storage development. H.R. 1727, the Chesapeake and Ohio Canal National Historical Park Commission Extension Act. Gotta wonder about that. H.R. 2468, the Mountain View Corridor Completion Act. H.R. 3254, the First Responder Access to Innovative Technologies Act. Where do they come up with this stuff? H.R. 3324, which extends the authority to collect Shasta Trinity Marina fees through fiscal year 2029. Gotta benefit California, right? Yeah. H.R. 3797, the Paperwork Burden Reduction Act. Oh, gee, I wish that applied to us. Yeah, don't bet on it. H.R. 3801, the Employer Reporting Improvement Act. Oh, my. Do I smell a little bit of invasion of privacy here? Well, when you have a corporation, this is what you got to put up with. When you're an employer, well, maybe they'll start shucking jobs now. Yep. H.R. 4094, the Great Salt Lake Stewardship Act. Oh, my. The grits. Well, what are they going to do? Harvest salt out of the Great Salt Lake? I mean, what is this Stewardship Act? Come on, people. H.R. 4385, the Drought Preparedness Act. You see, here's the thing about bills, folks. Every time you hear the word bill, it means that money is being spent and probably wasted enforcing some meaningless garbage that the government has concocted. H.R. 4467, the DHS Border Services Contracts Review Act. Oh, my. Here, it looks like something it's going to be sitting in front of Tom Homan. He's going to have to confront. Border Services Contracts Review Act. Oh, my. Here's another way to stall eliminating people. Oh, here's H.R. 5301, Eliminate Useless Reports Act of 2024. Eliminate useless reports. Yeah, how are you going to do that when you have 535 people out there that are all self-serving? Oh, here we are, the H.R. 5646, the Stop Campus Hazing Act. You see, it's all tied to colleges that get federal funds, and we don't want you hazing our students anymore, so we're going to deny you. No, see, this is like way overreach. And of course, Representatives McBath and Duncan and Klobuchar and Cassidy, yeah, these are the people who put that out there. H.R. 5770, the Water Monitoring and Tracking Essential Resources Data Improvement Act. Yeah, Water Monitoring and Tracking Essential, oh my gosh. H.R. 6826 designates the Visitor and Education Center at Fort McHenry National Historic Monument and Historic Shrine in Baltimore as the Paul S. Sarbanes Visitor and Education Center. Hey, nothing like having a place named after you, right? H.R. 6829, the Cardiomyopathy Health Education Awareness and Research and AED Training in the Schools Act of 2024, or the HEARTS Act of 2024. Wow. Health Education Awareness and Research and AED Training. That's HEARTS. Acronym, right? Oh, God, here we go again. H.R. 6843, which expands the boundaries of the Atchafalaya National Heritage Area to include Lafourche Parish, Louisiana. H.R. 6960, the Emergency Medical Services for Children Reauthorization Act of 2024. What is that, like free health care for illegal immigrants, kids? Huh? What is that? H.R. 7177 amends Title 28 U.S. Code to consolidate certain divisions in the Northern District of Alabama. Must be something to, well, obviously, Title 28 has everything to do with the civil code, right? The federal code of civil, you know what I mean? You know, you want to know about your civil rules? That's what it is. Federal Rules of Civil Procedure, Title 28. That's what that is. H.R. 7213, the Autism Collaboration Accountability Research Education and Support Act of 2024, or the Autism Cares Act of 2024. Really? Well, maybe if they quit giving kids those vaccines, they wouldn't end up with so much autism, right? H.R. 7332, the Utah State Parks Adjustment Act. What are they going to adjust? Their crotch? H.R. 7524, the GSA Technology Accountability Act. Yeah, that's the General Services Administration, folks. That benefits the government bureaucracy. And we have the H.R. 7872, the Colorado River Salinity Control Fix Act. Oh, my. The Colorado River Salinity Control Fix Act. Yes, we have too much salt in our Colorado River out there. H.R. 8219, now here's something, the Lahaina National Heritage Area Study Act. What are they going to study? Well, you know, all those people in Hawaii had something to do with that, right? All those Congress people out there that work in Hawaii, yeah, they had something to do with that. Wonder what that study act, I'm giving you the H.R. 8219, so you can go look it up. H.R. 8413, the Swanson and Hugh Butler Reservoirs Land Conveyances Act. Land Conveyances Act. Interesting. H.R. 8663, Detection Equipment and Technology Evaluations to Counter the Threat of Fentanyl and Xylazine Act of 2024, or the Detect Fentanyl and Xylazine Act of 2024. Oh, here we have another acronym. DETECT. Detection Equipment and Technology Evaluation to Counter the Threat of Fentanyl and... Oh, come on. These are senators that put this out there? Cornyn, Ossoff, Sinema, Lankford, really? The Uniparty is at work again. H.R. 9566, the Source Code Harmonization and Reuse in Information Technology Act, or, here's another acronym, the SHARET Act. Huh. Source Code Harmonization, huh? How to continue to spy on Americans, right? Senate Bill 59, Chance to Compete Act of 2024. Gee, I wonder what that has to do with, the Chance to Compete. I wonder if this has to do with letting men play in women's sports. Yeah, I don't know. Somebody's going to figure it out and go correct me on it, whatever. Senate Bill 223, which amends the Controlled Substances Act to fix a technical error in the definitions. Senate Bill 709, the Federal Agency Performance Act of 2024. Sorry, but I think if we had to sit down and we the people had to review all of this, you all would be registered as limp, if you get my drift. Senate Bill 759, the Beagle Brigade Act of 2023. Arr! Yeah, the Beagle Brigade Act of 2023. What does this mean? Fauci can't do tests on beagles anymore? What does this mean? They're going to line up beagles and put them on the front line? I mean, the Beagle Brigade Act, really? Come on, where do they come up with these names? And then, of course, we have the No Congressionally Obligated Recurring Revenue, the Corruption Act we just read about, and the Jenna Quinn Law, Senate Bill 1147, the Jenna Quinn Law. The Senate Bill 1351, Stop Institutional Child Abuse Act. Oh, like that's going to stop? Hey, once a pedophile, always a pedophile, right, Congress? You should know. Senate Bill 2414, Working Dog Health and Welfare Act of 2023. Gee, what does that do for Commander? Working Dog Health and Welfare Act, my ass. Senate Bill 2513, Veterans Benefits Improvement Act of 2024. Yeah, believe it when I see it. Senate Bill 3448, the Never Again Education Reauthorization Act of 2023. Never again education of what? And all these senators just stand up and take credit for it, right? Senate Bill 3791, America's Conservation Enhancement Reauthorization Act of 2024. Senate Bill 3857, the Jamul Indian Village Land Transfer Act. Ah, all the Native American Indians, or is that really what it is? Jamul? Really? Interesting. Senate Bill 3938, which designates the community-based outpatient clinic of the Department of Veterans Affairs in Lynchburg, Virginia, as the private first-class Desmond T. Doss VA clinic. Yeah, we were to rename a clinic. Okay. Senate Bill 3946, which designates the facility of the United States Postal Service, located at 1106 Main Street in Bastrop, Texas, as the Sergeant Major Billy D. Waugh Post Office. Hey, wait a minute. I know that post office. Huh. Yeah, I used to mail packages there. Now they want to rename the post office. Most of these facilities are leased. You understand that, right? I mean, there's a whole host of these things we didn't get to. I'm telling you, the list just goes on and on and on. How much of it's pork and how much of it's real? Well, there you have it. Those of you who want to and need a remote online notary, ProfessionalNotaryOnline.com, or you can go to TheKriegerFiles.com and click on a remote online notary, and Aaron Fussell will take care of you. Toot sweet. In the meantime, we'll be back tomorrow with more news and information for you that matters. Have a couple of recalls to get out there. But in the meantime, you know, maybe you want to wait a day or two to go to the stores, right? Have a ho-ho-ho-homan holiday for you. In the meantime, God bless you and God bless the United States of America. See you tomorrow.